Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this. This is a show that people need to hear because it's about what is going on in the world right now in a big way. It is about what is happening. It's happening to just about everybody. It is a condition that affects many, many, and will continue to do so. It is growing. Damn, it is going. It is festering. The homeless epidemic. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. All right. Now, it is 10 o'clock here on the dot. Don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Where do I begin? All right, let me continue. You are listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here, and the show is brought to you by not only Organic OK, but it's also brought to you by... No, that's it. It really is just brought to you by Organic OK. But listen to somebody else who's traveling the world and basically making a name for herself. Maya Harrison. Boy, is she doing things. She literally has a musical career of some kind going on, and she also got a website. Check her out. You can buy just about everything on her website. All right. If you're just joining us, you got some explaining to do because, really, you should have been here a while ago. It's like this. I've been traveling this planet all over, going around, picking up garbage and help getting the homeless off the streets. It is a fact. I was born and raised in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I spent most of my life there, really. I mean, I did everything there was to do there. In McKinleyville, you can do everything. You can hike. You can run. You can ride horseback. You can skateboard. You can surf. You can ski. You can sled. You can snowboard. It's up North California where we got snow, but also we have a beach there. We have beautiful woods. And, well, basically, it's the best of all worlds. I've been all over. I know people tend to have a lot of love for hometown pride there, whatever, but I'm telling you right now, McKinleyville had everything. I'm telling you the truth. All right. I spent a lot of my life just coasting. Just eking by. You get the idea. It's just... I don't know how to tell you this. Truth is, I was basically just getting by. I got C averages in school. I wanted to be the kind of guy who just sits back and wants to move and groove. Stop and smell the roses. Take life easy. Enjoy everything. I didn't think about having an important job, an important goal in life that, you know, was all, what's the word I'm looking for here, part of a higher calling and purpose. I just wanted to enjoy life. I thought, you know, delusions of grandeur and all that, they were, that most other people had and whatever. I got to tell you, I've been living with my family. It's like right after high school, whatever. I remember I was still living with them. I had a Blog Talk Radio show myself then, and I wasn't, despite the name DJ Butterfly Feces, I was not just spinning records, whatever, and doing little bumpers in between. I was doing something. I was talking about what's wrong with the world today, why things need to change, how we can make things better, and, you know, I don't think anybody listens. I don't think enough people listen to Blog Talk Radio. Does anybody listen to the radio at all anymore? Now they have free download, music downloading, and now that basically you can get news for free off the internet. You don't even have to, they don't even have newspapers anymore. What's left for radio to do? Even internet radio. I always told a bunch of my friends to listen, but I don't even know how that works. You turn on the radio in your car and your home, but what do you turn on to listen to internet radio? I don't know. Anywho, honestly, I kept up with it until my free trial account ran out. My parents wanted me to get a job. Now, look, I want to go to college, too, and just try to do something or whatever, but we didn't have the money for that. You know, they're saying a few years of high school degree is going to be worthless, and a few years of college degree is going to be worthless, too. Everybody's trying to, you know. But anywho, It was a messed up thing. I mean it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do about what. I didn't know. I didn't know. My father wanted me to get a job and find a place of my own. I was thinking about that too, but I looked around. Where was I going to go? You got to understand something. McKinleyville is a small little town, and it has so much going on there. There's so much that people didn't really want to leave. They left when they had to find work and residency and all that. But the truth is, there was nothing available out there. Even those really bottom-end jobs that most people don't want to do were taken. I stayed with my parents for a while. I stayed as long as I did. In a way, I was kind of doing them a favor. I wasn't just doing chores around the house, which I was. I helped out. But the truth was, with me gone, they'd have to talk to each other. And they didn't want to do that. You got to understand, me and my parents got sick of each other. We were all sick of each other. My parents didn't want me to go so they'd have time to themselves. They wanted me to go because they were tired of me, as I was getting tired of them too. My father and mother didn't really want to talk to each other, but they didn't want to talk to me either. One less bill to pay, I guess. Anywho, the truth, it was time for me to go. I tried to tell everybody I lived in a one-bedroom apartment, a single-room studio apartment with my parents, but my dad said that would imply that I was paying rent, which I wasn't. I was not paying rent. So finally he kicked me out. He kicked me out around the holidays. It was almost New Year's Eve. I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. I'm serious. I mean, you know, I basically thought, I'm in shock. Oh, my God, I don't have a place to live anymore, I thought to myself. Where am I going to go? It's a good question. Where am I going to go? Where? I didn't know. I was just without means. I walked through town, and I walked out to the trail where we all go, and I walked by the creek. I passed by that beautiful waterfall that we have. Another serene view part of McKinleyville, California. Over to where the camping sites were, and I happened to come across a whole bunch of people. Not like a whole crowd, but maybe like 6 or 7 people. I didn't recognize them. I thought I knew everybody in town. I thought I did. And the thing is, I recognized them as out-of-towners. I thought, were they vagrants? Vagabonds, as I call them. People who were newly homeless, like I myself was. I went over to talk to them. They welcomed me and allowed me to sit down and pull up a rock with them and talk. One of them was, told me his name was Organic OK. Yeah, I'm Organic OK. And he explained to me that they were just basically people passing through. They weren't really vagrants. That Organic OK was a philanthropist, a humanitarian going around there and picking trash up off the streets as well as trying to help the homeless off the streets. He was funding this whole trip for all of them, for everybody to do this. I said, I wasn't sure if he was telling the truth or not. I was in shock, but I said, that's something. Because if it is true, then dang. I asked him, I said, we don't have the biggest problem with trash and homeless in McKinleyville, but I guess the problem is everywhere. And he said, yeah, it's getting worse every day. Want to join us? Come with us. Come on. So I did. He basically said, want to come with us? We're going to go all around, whatever. We're going to celebrate on New Year's Eve. We're going to basically go over there and help out in Vicenza, Italy. Italy? I was in shock. You can join us. You got a name? I'm going to give you a name right now. Here, get down on one knee. Get down on one knee. I got down on one knee, and he touched me with two fingers on the shoulder, like he knighted me. You are DJ Butterfly Feces. I didn't like the name. I was about to object or whatever, but, well, I didn't want to make him mad. I mean, I was there to play ball. He said it was his way or the highway, as in I would be sleeping under an overpass or something. I was still in shock about this whole getting kicked out of my parents thing. I thought maybe we might go back and work things out and they'd let me stay. But somehow, I had too much pride to basically go back there. And I'm not a prideful person, but I had too much pride to go back there and beg them to take me back. That was worse sick of each other. And this guy said he would basically take care of me as long as I was helping him out, picking up garbage, picking up this and that, and helping the homeless. Like I said, I didn't think about myself having a very important job description, an important task in life, a real, you know what? But now I'm thinking about it now. I was thinking about it. Honestly, I had to do something. So I said, I'm in. DJ Butterfly Feces. I was like, why butterflies? Why is my name Bug Crap? Why? Okay, look, it's like this, okay? It's like this. You know how everyone thinks about the butterfly, you know, like the metaphor for life. The little caterpillar spins a cocoon, goes into its workshop, it toils until it emerges a beautiful butterfly and flaps its way to glory. Makes those beautiful wings, right? Yeah. But, well, the butterfly leaves behind droppings, if you will. And those droppings fertilize. They help the plants grow. They do that. That's what you are, dude. You may seem like crap at first, but you're actually going to help a lot of nature. I heard a name like that. I think all the good ones are taken. But this was the name he gave me. It was the kind of name the other kids in the schoolyard give you when they just want to pick on you. Well, whatever. DJ Butterfly Feces it was. Later, for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we went to Vicenza, Italy. I couldn't believe it. I was in a different country where the majority of people didn't even speak English. Went around there picking up garbage and whatever, and I remember thinking to myself, this is something. I'm doing something. I'm part of a greater good. Really, I picked up trash. I basically helped clean up all this and that, and hopefully the money they used to clean the ship can now be used to help the homeless. I basically, they got capitalism. They got the same problem that we've got, basically, with homeless whatever. The food was better. We watched the fireworks in Italy, and you know what? It was more beautiful. It was more of something or other. I joined the team. I felt like I've been welcomed into the club. We've been going around all over. Last time on our previous show, you know, we were in Washington, D.C., and we had done some good over there, and there was a city that needs good. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning with the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces only. Get involved with the cause. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison. She's going around. She's making a name and a career for herself. She is. Going to Washington, D.C., and I took one last look at the magic that was the city of D.C. I took a deep breath, taking it all in. And I felt sick taking a breath. Man, you could smell the swamp, the man-made pollution, all the other things that made Washington, D.C. the kind of thing you don't want to live here, you don't, you might not even want to visit. You just want to see this city on the back of cash. It's true, man. On money in the back, they got pictures of D.C. You know, they're whatever. I got to tell you something. I mean, D.C., really, it was full of smog, bad air. I'm not talking about the hot air all the politicians there are spewing, although that may have added to the toxic environment. D.C. was pounded after a swamp, and they got one of the worst pollution problems there is. I wonder why anyone lived in D.C. I mean, I know I had been in L.A. and New York, too, and they got problems, but D.C. was just, dang. Somehow it was worse. There's a lot of garbage to pick up or whatever. I miss the crisp, clean air of McKinleyville. Hell, anybody else we had been. Once again, New York and L.A. weren't so clean and fresh. But it felt serene compared to this place. Like, I don't want to be so down on D.C. It's got its good points. Somewhere. Somewhere. I wish I could breathe. Yeah, yeah. We picked up trash, too. I mean, I told you, we basically talked to people who were getting politically active, even though they were on the street. That was the thing. They were out there. They were still fighting and campaigning. That was a thing. Honestly, we helped basically with a lot. We helped the Washington, D.C., their own homeless programs, do a lot of what they had to do. And the truth was it was good, felt good to join forces, but in the end, wondered how much good we were doing. Picked up trash, but so much around there, I thought they're going to think, let's just make more. You know? Really. Sometimes you clean after people just once, and they start to expect to make it a habit. They think we're going to make it a habit to clean up after them. I wanted to break a glass bottle over the very next schmuck who would dare litter after all we picked up. I want to wait here when a litter bug strikes, not shoot him, make an example like that. Now, stupid people like that, they just want to explicitly trash the environment they're living in. They're the ones who deserve to live in filth. For some reason, I just can't fathom. Nature of the streets were as clean as can be for now. In a way, I still wanted to stick around, too, because I always felt like we should stick around a little longer than we should have to make more of an impact. But Organic was already having us set sail for our next adventure. Organic said, fair warning, okay? Come here. We're leaving the country again, okay? I was happy to be doing all this. I was happy. I was happy. I was happy. I was happy, but the truth was, I don't know, I was still not happy, too. I was scared. I was basically thinking to myself, okay, what's going to happen now? I mean, at least I speak the language. It's hard to reach out and engage people in places where we don't, and I want to make more of an impact in Washington, D.C. I sort of wish I could stay in one spot and just stay there until we made a real difference. I know we did something here, but I don't think we really changed the forces that be. He said, we're leaving the country. Our next mission will be abroad. I wonder why I was talking like that, but I got the memo. We were leaving the country. I actually waved goodbye to base Washington, D.C. and said goodbye to some people. And I was sure at some point that we'd come back here again for more to do. It was a long flight. Once again, Washington, D.C. is a place where it snows. It's in one of those cold climates. Before I knew it, we were headed, drum roll please, to Africa. Nairobi, Kenya. Wow. We finally arrived after a long, long flight. I remember feeling, I don't know, like this was all too much for me. Once again, not an English-speaking country. How was I going to communicate? Plane, and it was hot. The weather hit me like a brick wall. I couldn't believe it. Once again, it was nice not to be so cold, but dang it, this was too hot. All life originated from Africa. It's a warm, humid climate. full of lush wildlife. I want to give you an idea of the huge commute we took. How was I going to forge a good acquaintanceship with them? We weren't even speaking the same language. Okay, forget it. Just help out, pick up trash, and, you know, hope everything's going to work itself out. I wanted to get back on the plane and head somewhere where the weather was a little bit more tranquil. Organic said, dude, stop whining. We're here for a reason. Okay? We're not going on vacation. You think how hard it is for you. Think about all the people out there who basically, I'm not taking care of them. I'm not financially providing to help them. I'm not doing any of that. I'm doing none of that. I ain't doing none of that. But man, they have to live here. You think it's bad being homeless in America? Look what it's like not to have a place out here. I tried to basically make progress. I've smiled and said hello to a few people. I shook hands. They didn't speak English. Some of them smiled back. Some of them looked at me like I was a dang alien. What was I doing here? I wanted to tell them what I was doing here. I wanted to tell them everything, but one with another, I couldn't really understand. I just made it clear I was going to pick up garbage. Pick up garbage. Yeah, that's easy enough. Once again, we picked it up. We put it into bags or whatever, and, you know, I looked around. I don't even think that this is a place that probably has a sanitation service. I think this is all just destitute. I tried to look around, and I saw how bad things were. There were a lot of people who were homeless, and I noticed even homeless children. I started to get a little teary-eyed about that. If you understand something, man, I know kids aren't sweet and innocent and wholesome. Children are wild animals. They love to pick on each other. They love what's gross. They love to ostracize and attack one another. Kids love to do it. Kids aren't always, you know what I mean, every single kid is going to become an adult someday and whatever. But the truth was, to see children who are homeless, who are all bunkered in together and what have you, kids who are basically without means here. I thought about all those ads I ever saw about adopting, sending money to children in third world countries. They're always so skeletal, their flies in their eyes. And now to be here in a place where it's sort of happening and whatever, I mean, dang. Maybe things weren't so bad with my parents and all that. I know I stayed there longer than I should have, but the truth was, I don't know. Things could always be worse, couldn't they? Always. Dang. I continue to pick up garbage. I went to Organic. I asked him with my own lips, how do we help these people do what they need to do? The streets, but how? This is not a place that looks like there's even much of a program that keep people sheltered and whatever. Nairobi. I said, you know, you always hear what a crime it was that basically the white man took the black man from his home. They took them away, but looking around here, this is what Whitey really took them away from. I went to Organic, I said, where are we staying? He said, oh, we're going to get a motel room, don't worry. We're going to get a place that's going to be real cheap around here, whatever, and all that. Just keep helping people. How do I make friends with anybody? How? Americans think bad things are bad in America. They're right, but check out a country like this. Made me a little bit more appreciative. I finally came across somebody who spoke English, a tall man with a resume on the street. Once again, I'm not going to give his name on the air, but he told me a lot of what happens out here. It's very dangerous. A lot of native vagrants drink out here a lot. They don't just need to smoke and eat, they drink. We all band together. They fight. They're angry drunks. Some people get hurt. Some men hurt the women here and the children. It's not a good place. It's never a good place when you're homeless. It's never a good place. I down the streets, anything can happen. I thought about the people in America. I came across a bunch of people who preferred life, who were living on the streets, who were happier. They said they couldn't walk the line anymore and be, you know, who couldn't possibly be in the city, who couldn't possibly be walking the line every day, maintaining a job and a place. They felt like they were free. I wonder if any of the natives here that were homeless felt the same way. Would they rather be homeless? Would they rather be homeless? Was it better this way? I found it. He told me, the tall man told me, the children have it the hardest. They strive hard. There's nothing for them to do, and police custody can be worse. What the authorities do to them. Did the authorities actually punish people for not having a place to live? For not paying taxes, their salary and all that? Did they? This is messed up. It just ain't right. I wanted to help these people. I wanted to, but when you're an adult, you make acquaintances by talking to people. How? I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't. There was the one guy, but then I thought, okay, come over here. I asked him to translate to me for everybody. I told him that we were going on a long global expedition to basically try to help. And that's why we did it. We were doing something for that greater good. We were here to pick up garbage and help get homeless people off the streets. I introduced them to Savior, the guy I met in Washington, D.C., who agreed to come along with us on this trip. We were all basically just trying to make things better. Dang. I told them that don't give up hope. Things might be all right after all. That there is a way. There is something. There is an absolute hope. We all need to work together. Unifying. What have you. I decided I wanted to try to make friends with them. Even if we couldn't speak a word of English, I still wanted to try to make some kind of friend. They couldn't speak English, and I couldn't speak their language. I was going to forge a bond, a relationship. I was going to do that. Thank you for listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. You can get all our shows on the web on blogtalkradio.com. Just type in Blog Talk Radio, Kakuna from the Microphone. Tune in next week for the next installment, brought to you by Organic OK. And check out that singer Maya Harrison. You might like some of her music. She's good. I think she might actually be going places. Thank you, and good night.